So you said the Canadians were in the town. Can you tell us a bit about the contact you had and what effect they had in the
well, my
in the area?
First memory is, as I say, is of Miss Childs when I was at Clarence Road School, and it must have been in the very early years of war, calling us children all in and telling us this story. I mean, whether it was true or she made it up to put the fear of God in us, I don't know. But she said, all these children, and they accepted a lift on this, and they were never, ever seen again. So, you know, children, you must not ever accept a lift, you know. And this was first we'd ever heard of it, because my mother never, ever, you know, you just did what you liked, basically, around here at Walsham, it was quite safe. So we were told that. And then at what point, I don't know, but what... I'd also told Gary this, but one day I was in the playground and looked at, I mean, Clarence Road School's still there, so, you know, you can get the setting still. And I looked over and there was a soldier standing there carrying a box, and he sort of did that, and I went over and he held up like this silver egg. So I went and fetched the teacher, and she asked him in, and he'd brought the whole class a chocolate egg. Had this big box, and they were egg-sized. And they were very generous like that. And then my mother didn't do washing for the Canadian soldiers, but a neighbour a couple of doors down did. They used to bring their washing and pay for it to be done. And this story I have also told Gary, but there was one young soldier there that used to come and visit this lady called Mrs. Woods. And he used to sing to me. He used to make a great fuss of me. And he'd sit me on his lap and he'd sing Paper Doll, if you ever heard of the song, but he used to sing this to me. And sometimes, you know, I'd be at home and someone would say, oh, George is there, and I'd shove around to see him. Anyway, and I didn't see him for quite some time, and then one day someone said, oh, George is round there, so I dashed round and he was sitting up to the table, and I went to sit on his lap. And, well, he was wearing the blue. I also should mention that the Forest Hospital in Horsham was the base hospital for the Canadian soldiers, where they went to, I don't know if they, it was just to recuperate, but they used to walk around the town. If they'd been wounded or recuperate, they had a blue uniform, and so you were quite used. And George was wearing this blue uniform. But anyway, when I went to sit on his lap, he had one leg missing from just above the knee, and I burst into tears. And I made him cry, evidently. And I got told off and I got sent home. And I never ever saw him again. But my mother told me in later years, he was only 19, and he'd lost this at Dieppe, you know. So many soldiers went from here, and quite a lot of them. And whether it was fact or not, but I can remember my mother saying that the general feeling was the Germans knew they were coming, because they... used to, the Canadian soldiers were not very good at keeping information to themselves. They used to, that's what she used to say, whether it was a fact, that they talked, and so they were waiting for them. And so this was where he'd evidently, and I never ever saw him again. But strangely, that stuck in my mind all my life, because, mainly because he was such a nice, I mean, I didn't, when he seemed quite old to me when I was little, but we